If you were listening yesterday morning, you might have heard this exchange between Max Grieve from the 2SER newsroom and myself. I'm just going to play a quick clip.
Bitcoin plunged as much as 20% overnight, or ended up at having fallen 14%. I don't know very much about cryptocurrencies.
I was about to ask if you did, because I've, you know, I was a tech journalist for quite a while.
Yeah.
I have struggled to understand a single thing about it. No one has been able to explain the blockchain to me in a way where I've understood it. Well, seek and ye shall find, because Chris Duckett is the editor of enterprise tech news site ZDNet, and he reckons he can explain this to me. Chris, good morning to you.
How do, Nick?
How are you?
All right, mate. I'm going to give it a swing anyway.
All right. So I want to kick off, though, and actually say just what is cryptocurrency? It gets bandied around a lot. There seem to be a few different varieties of it. Mostly people talk about Bitcoins, but I keep hearing about Ethereum. But what do we mean when we say cryptocurrency?
Okay. So let's just break that word down. Currency. Tokens, coins, virtual coins, right?
Cool.
So a strange coin on the internet.
Okay.
The crypto part is where your blockchain part comes in, right? So when they say cryptocurrency, they typically mean a coin that's underpinned by the blockchain. And all the blockchain is a sophisticated ledger. That's it.
What do you mean by ledger?
Okay, so think it's just a list of transactions. That's all it is. Like, I gave you $2, you gave Shirley $3, right? Just that, one under the other. And it just happens that you have a copy of the ledger, I have a copy of the ledger, random person on the internet has a copy on the ledger, and we just agree to a certain timeline that's happened in the past.
So the blockchain is about transparency in transactions.
It's totally public,
huh.
Right? So the one that's used in Bitcoin, you can see what money went into a wallet and came out of a wallet, if you know the ID of the wallet.
So the I get it. So the crypto part, in terms of it being hidden, is the fact that your wallet may not necessarily be relating back to your name?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pseudonymous, right? So it's not totally anonymous, because once you know the ID of a wallet, you can see what's going on with it. But it's pseudonymous. You don't know who's behind the wallet. You just know this ID. And because it's all backed by this encryption, that's where your crypto part comes in. So just use a sophisticated encryption and checksums and stuff. That's what guarantees what's happened in the past. But basically, the blockchain is just an agreed vision of the past, basically.
So where is the inherent value of cryptocurrency coming from?
The value is coming from the fact that there's someone else who thinks it's more valuable than you do.
Right. So it's the Beanie Babies thing.
Someone, a great person on Twitter once said the tulips are encrypted. And that is the best way to describe it.
Tulips are encrypted. Explain. Mm-hmm.
Tulip mania.
Yep.
The classic bubble.
Yep.
This time, the tulips are just encrypted coins. That's all it is. And there's some other schmuck around who's probably going to buy it for more than you do.
Okay. So we've seen that bubble kind of deflate a little bit. No one's calling it pop just yet.
Yep.
Obviously, there's still money in cryptocurrency, according to the people who want to make money out of it. But it sounds to me like it's the blockchain that actually has the inherent value. Like,
yeah,
it will actually continue.
Yeah, once this Bitcoin mania ends, whenever it does, if it does, but when it does, the actual part that people are going to use is this blockchain part, right? And it's actually being used in, you know, very startup-y places like the Australian Stock Exchange is using it. They're using it now as underpinning their clearinghouse procedures. They started at the end of last year. And for them, it's a really good idea, because what the blockchain does is allows everybody to agree what's happened.
Okay.
Which for a stock exchange is very important. So last year they had a problem where their servers fell over and they had to reconcile all those thousands of transactions that are happening in a second, right?
Right.
There was no agreed vision of no agreement on what happened. With a blockchain, if it goes down, you can pull up the last known good blockchain and say, okay, that's exactly what happened right there.
Okay. So where else are we seeing blockchain get used?
Well, everywhere at the moment, because we're in the mania part. So basically anybody at the moment that has a good idea, I mean, cast your mind back 5 years ago and everyone was making an app, and these days it's an app with a blockchain. People are using blockchain at the moment when they should just be using a database.
Okay.
A blockchain has some very good characteristics, but they're for a very specific use case, okay? So the blockchain, everyone has a copy. So if you don't need everyone to have a copy of your database, Why are you using a blockchain?
Because it's a buzzword.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's very computationally intensive to get something onto the blockchain. So you've heard stories about, you know, Bitcoin's using more power than, say, Venezuela and half the South American countries combined.
Is that true?
Probably not, but it is sort of... look, it's high enough that it's we can talk about orders of that magnitude, right?
Okay.
So it is Bitcoin does use a lot. And all those people are doing with that is mining. And when they're mining, they're verifying that the transactions that have happened have happened. So it's basically the store. Someone said the other day that the store value on a Bitcoin is the amount of electricity they've used to verify the past transactions. Okay?
Okay.
So, but people are throwing blockchains around. But if you've got a situation where you need a distributed ledger,
mm-hmm.
maybe the blockchain is for you.
So it is a very specific use case piece of technology that is wildly beneficial for certain industries, being wildly overused by others, but it is something that's going to stick around. Is that
yes.
right? Fantastic stuff. Now explain this one to me. Why is it whenever media want to illustrate a story about Bitcoin, they've got physical coins? I mean, what the hell is it? Isn't that the opposite of what a Bitcoin is meant
to be? It's very hard to show a piece of software wrapped in 4 hours of electricity on the screen.
Chris Duckett, thank you very, very much for your time this morning.
No worries, Nick. A pleasure.